Well, hey everybody, good afternoon. Thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the scriptures together. And we're reading through the book of 2 Corinthians. Today, we are going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in this chapter, we're going to see some wonderful themes and truths as Paul speaks to the light of Christ's gospel, how he also spends a good portion of the chapter talking about our persecution as Christians and being persecuted and being hard-pressed but not crushed, and he speaks to some other aspects of that as well. But he also then ends the chapter by talking about the outward man and the inward man, and how the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise the Lord. So let's dive into the text here together, beginning in verse 1. Hear now the very word of God. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen and amen. Praise God for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God for the work, the merciful, the marvelous, and redemptive work of our God in our very hearts and lives as his people, even as he is with us, at work in us, sustaining us in the midst of persecution, in the midst of pressures, in the midst of being hard-pressed. Praise God that though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day to the glory of Christ our King. So wonderful to see his work in and through us. Praise God. Well, I hope you're encouraged by this chapter, and I hope you'll think about it throughout your day, even your weekend here. God bless you, and join me next time as we continue in 2 Corinthians. Take care, and we'll see you later.